Rick Pearson just came into our studio, the political reporter for the Tribune. The front page of your paper today.
Yes.
That's me on the right, you know.
Of course, yes. That's me under the water.
Holy cow. Have you all been talking about this today?
Actually, there's been a lot of things going on today.
So you really didn't get around to this around the coffee pot this morning?
No, no. Mondays are bad for getting to the coffee pot.
Yesterday was 82 degrees, sunny, and I've never seen the Chicago beaches so crowded as they were yesterday.
Well, because partly they had been closed because
you couldn't go Friday.
You couldn't go in the water.
It was too wavy. So now there was a little chop. The weather was perfect. The clouds, everybody was itching to go to the beach. And the beaches were packed. We drove down there from Montrose or from Irving Park all the way to 55. Mm-hmm. I mean, past the campus and everything south. And I was like, holy cow, it looked like a lot of fun, but there was no room at the beach.
Well, but look at the stretch of weather that we've had. And that's the only thing that was missing was you couldn't go into the water till yesterday.
So the Tribune then, this is not why I called you here, has a day beside the lake. And I thought, well, that's an apt story. So many people were there yesterday.
I would have said a day at the beach, though. That's what everybody knows.
That's what you call that.
Yes.
Sunrise to sunset, athletes, seekers, lovers visit North Avenue Beach. Is North Avenue Beach a gay beach, or is it just two guys? Yeah, I didn't think so. And I don't know that these guys are gay.
Right.
But there's two really handsome, really ripped men touching each other on the front page of the Tribune today.
Touching each other in an okay way.
In an okay, if you were at the beach, you could do this. This would be fine.
That's right.
The lifeguard would not blow her whistle yet. But I'm like,
despite
wow.
the lack of clothes.
Wow. I was like, wow.
Yeah.
Good-looking guys. What happened at the White House today?
We're seeing the first signs of John Kelly, and frankly, perhaps as much as Trump said in a tweet this morning, there's no chaos at the White House. When you get rid of Anthony Scaramucci, this might be a sign that the chaos might be ending for a little
bit. Oh, that's
bit.
Interesting, because I thought that's ironic. That I just read before you came in the president's last three tweets, one of which was a retweet about something not at all this, like he was dodging the topic. And ironically, his second to last tweet was no chaos at the White House. And I thought, this is absolutely chaos, but maybe this is the end of chaos.
Well, and that's what some people are starting to see here, is that, you know, for a long time, critics of the president have said, you know, who's going to be the adult in the room? Who is going to be somebody they actually listens to? Given his histrionics and that, this could be a sign of that. Remember that, you know, with that battle of between Scaramucci and Reince Priebus, the former chief of staff, that erupted into that vulgar tirade that was in the New Yorker. But you had Priebus never had kind of was never empowered by the president to do anything. He likes General Kelly. Kelly, with a 4-star retired Marine general. Priebus was also being circumvented by Scaramucci. Scaramucci had a direct pipeline to the president. If you're chief of staff, you have to establish some ground rules on who gets to see the president.
Well, Priebus may have been leaking, and I'm not exactly sure what leaking means, because for good or ill intent, members of the White House staff will tell people in the press things off the record or for background. That's Bertrand's been on this because...
Rick, you followed this. Is there one leaker there?
At the White House.
No, there's all kinds of leakers there.
What's your point, Steve?
Well, that if Priebus might have been one of them, that he wasn't all of them. And the idea that all of these, you know, and this goes back to some callers from last week, that these stories, if there's one unnamed source, they're corroborated with other unnamed sources.
Okay, so is Kelly going to be able to stem the flow of information coming out of the White House that the president doesn't approve of?
I think he could. I mean, Scaramucci, when he came in, said one of his first roles was to get the leakers, even though the leakers don't necessarily come out of the communications office.
Yeah, but is
they're
that
all over?
And
the
was
place.
That and that was Priebus's undoing, right?
Well, that was part of Priebus.
Okay, but like
undoing.
Bertrand says, but it's not just Priebus. I mean,
correct.
If you
that's not how Washington works. That's not how the White House.
Okay,
works.
So then is Kelly stepping into the same? It's like when countries go into Afghanistan and go, well, I'll teach them. Russia couldn't do it. The United States couldn't do it. I wonder if this is just another impossible task.
Well, you're not going to stop leaking. You're never going to stop the leakers. That's not, I mean, already we have leaks about General Kelly actually apparently didn't like the way that Jim Comey was fired as FBI director and called Comey after he got after he was named the new chief of staff.
Okay, well, Bertrand said last week, Steve, I don't know if you're able to participate in all of these conversations, But there was a flowchart, evidently, that Scaramucci and or the president built to sort of say, well, this was announced then by that person and this was announced then. And they were trying to figure out who the leaker was.
Sure.
Schematically.
Well, Scaramucci and someone else were putting together this flowchart that they were going to present to the president on Friday. So this was Thursday. But that doesn't make sense because Priebus resigned on Thursday. But anyway, they had this plan, this flowchart. And it was leaked to the Washington Post.
The flowchart to out the leaker was leaked.
And that's what I mean. It always happens. I remember there was a document when there was a new Illinois governor, and there was a document from his new press secretary to all of his press aides at all the agencies. If you're going to talk to the media, you have to go through me first. And, of course, that was promptly leaked and was out there. It's the nature of the business. The only way you can really control things, and here's where Kelly may play a major role. You control things by who has access to these meetings, who was in these meetings, who the president has enjoyed this kind of free flow of anybody can walk in there, whatever. If you control who's in these meetings and the access to the meetings and you look at the information that comes out, you know, when you're talking about five people in a room, you can pretty much figure it out.
Maybe we should stop assuming, too, that leaking of information is a good thing, because everybody's ravenous for information, and too many of us are too critical of the president too often. So anything that looks bad for the administration, we embrace. Maybe we should pause, though, and think, wait a minute, maybe that's not in all of our best interest.
Well, it's...
you think about that. That's information that the administration, trying to do our work, is guarding. But because people don't like the boss, they're slipping it to you at the Chicago Tribune. Now, you're going to scarf that up. But maybe that whole process is really not in our best interest.
Well, one is, it's not just one source, again, for much of this information.
I don't know that changes my point, but keep going.
Well, no, but I'm saying, so one, it's confirmed, which is a fact-finding
point. So it's true.
Yes.
Say, all right.
It is fact.
Not always, but famously there have been some things leaked that were not true.
Correct.
Or reported that were not true, but then those people were fired or
right.
Or we discovered that fact. Okay, keep going.
So you have that point. Two, part of the job of the media is to be a watchdog on public officials. And yeah, naturally the nature of the beast is you're going to be leaked stuff that's not necessarily going to be flattering about an office holder of that nature. That's where there comes normally a sense of balance into what, you know, what does this mean? Look at how Reince Priebus, he was gone 3 months ago, if you remember all of the leaks that were coming out then.
Oh, you mean, yeah, that his
job was gone.
They were talking about that a long time ago. Yeah,
I mean, it, you know, things ebb and flow. And, of course, that's one of the problems, too, in this information media age is that things just keep churning. And so part of it is to look, what I think a lot of journalists do, and I know a lot of them out in D.C., is to look what relevance it has, not just that it's the latest thing on Twitter.
So when Scaramucci took the job, he did that press conference with Sarah Sanders.
Right.
Which a lot of people praised shortly thereafter.
Well, there was a certain bit of candor and refreshing, and it wasn't kind of just trying to spin things that are untruths as truthful.
General Kelly has not done a similar press conference yet.
And doesn't really, I wouldn't say he's necessarily press friendly.
Different job too, John.
Chief of staff.
Scaramucci was going to be the
communications director.
Right. Kelly's the chief of staff. So.
Yeah, right.
So you're not really a media face
for
the administration.
Help me keep score here then. What jobs are open?
Well, there's all kinds of
jobs.
Just
help me with the big ones, the ones we're talking about here. Chief of staff
is filled. That's General Kelly. So okay. You've got the
attorney general.
You're so funny.
That's a question mark.
Okay, what about communications director?
That's open.
Com director, because
and that would I out. Think the next person named to that job, if anybody takes it, will be the sixth person in 6 months.
Homeland Security chief is open.
I was just going to say that's open now because that's where General Kelly came from.
What if they move Sessions into one of those roles?
Well, he certainly wouldn't be communications director.
Okay, what about Homeland Security? You see what I'm thinking? That, and this Bertram put this bug in my ear. That way you've got enough positions open now, you can get that nettlesome attorney general out of the way by giving him a lateral move.
Except I think it's pretty clear, even if they, if he were to be moved to a different cabinet position, that wouldn't satisfy the protectors that he has among the Republicans in the Senate, who have already said, we're not going to confirm somebody to replace him because we know what the likely ulterior motive is here, and that's to get Bob Mueller.
As predicted by my friend Steve Bertrand, we now have the following text to 312-981-7200. Does Scaramucci now get a pension and health care for life? I'm not making that up.
Okay, so number one, his actual start date is August 15th. So he's actually served negative days. Okay,
he owes us.
That's correct.
Well, but I mean, his start date is one thing, but when is he on the payroll? If he's on the payroll, then does he get health care and pension for life?
No, there is no pension there. And if he got paid, I'd be frankly very surprised. He actually may owe for a trip on Air Force One now.
I got to go, but is there a historic footnote that is like Scaramucci? Do we have somebody else who came and went and was just sort of this flash in the pan that everybody goes, oh, yeah, I remember that?
In 10 days, I can't think of anything that
That's what it was, 10 days?
Yeah.
Ah, boy, it seemed longer than that. Or it seemed like 10 minutes ago. I don't know what it seemed like.
Now we'll never find out if he can do the Fandango.
I know. Hold on. I don't have it ready. I do have that. I do have Scaramucci.
Unless
Scaramucci.
Now, it could be him and Spicer on Dancing with the Stars.
Can you do the Fandango, Thunderbolts and Lightning? Stand by.
Scaramucci, will you do the Fandango?
There it is.
Yeah, and there it goes. And there he goes.
Rick Pearson, we'll listen for you again on Sunday, right?
Thank you very much.
Thanks for coming in, and we'll read you in the Chicago Tribune. You're still right up
Absolutely.
There, right?
Absolutely.
Rick Pearson's.